This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Both the NFL and the Miami Dolphins need to be held fully accountable for what appears to really be a traumatic brain injury suffered by Miami Dolphin quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. And I was watching the game with my son on Sunday when he clearly got a concussion and struggled to get back up on his feet, fell down, and was holding his head. Everyone who saw it knew that he was concussed and was shocked when he came back into the game. Clearly, the coach and the medical staff did not protect Tua from himself, only to have him come back and play 4 days later. He didn't even have what you would typically need for someone suffering from a concussion, which is sometimes a week or weeks to recover, and was rushed back into a game last night where he suffered an even worse concussion and some type of traumatic brain or spinal injury. And that's what a concussion is, and that's why I'm calling it a traumatic brain injury. People keep talking about he had his bell rung. Just to be clear, we're humans, we don't have bells. Your bell that we're talking about is your brain. And after rushing this man back out after he clearly had a concussion, he got a second concussion in a 4-day period, which can be fatal. And everybody on the team continues to lie about it. I want to unpack and explain it. I don't talk much about NFL games here, but I really want to unpack what I think is going on. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
Like thousands of you, I completely stopped watching the NFL after their horrible mistreatment of Colin Kaepernick. I was a huge, huge, mega NFL fan and had gotten my entire family to be into the games for years. I'm talking about going all the way back to my early childhood. I'm a sports junkie in general, but I loved watching football. And I mean, we threw Super Bowl parties and all of that. And part of the reason I became friends with Colin Kaepernick was because I was a fan of his and a fan of football. And after what they did to him, basically ending his career forever when he took a knee to protest racial injustice and police brutality in America, I stopped watching football and pledged that I would stop watching it until he came back. And I truly thought that he would be back the next year or the next year. And here it is, you know, 5-6 years later, and it's clear that they never intended on letting him come back, ever. No matter what he did, no matter how good he looked, no matter how great the videos of his skills were, didn't matter. Didn't matter that he still has NFL records, that he took his team to the Super Bowl. None of it mattered. But I still had literally probably 100 different friends that play in the league. And even though I had those friendships, I just didn't watch the game. And this season, my son and I started watching some of the games for the first time since Colin Kaepernick had been banned and effectively banned from the league. And one of the guys that we were rooting for is the Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. I already have a real problem with the Dolphins for how they have treated Tua in the past and how they treated their coach in the past, which was incredibly dirty. And so they fired a brilliant coach. They got fined and people got suspended for tampering with other players on other teams. And so when Tua is the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, when he got a concussion this past Sunday and they rushed him back out, violating what is called NFL concussion protocols, it was a major blow to those standards. Because clearly anybody who watched what happened to Tua knew that he had a concussion. It was a classic concussion. He immediately grabbed his head. When he stood up, he was still grabbing at his head and started to stumble around, fell down until a player grabbed him. And they later said he had a back injury. It's like, he might have had a back injury, but it was because he had a concussion that he went down, and it was obvious. And clearly, to get him back out, to win the game, they rushed him back out. He may or may not have lied about the extent of his injuries, which players do all the time. But the team did not protect him from himself in that situation. And they rushed him back out. And thankfully, he did not get another concussion in the game. But typically, you have 7 days until the next game. But the NFL has now put games on Thursdays. He had to play last night. And after a hit that was not a particularly brutal hit, his head slammed on the ground. And immediately, his hands froze up in a crazy position, and he could not move. And it was a terrifying situation. And he clearly not only suffered another concussion, but some kind of injury. And a concussion is a brain injury. It's when your brain is shaken so hard that it is injured. It is a traumatic brain injury. But what happened to him last night, I mean, he ended up having to be carted off of the field in a stretcher. And the leading experts on concussions all said this could have killed him. Two concussions in a 4 or 5 day period can be fatal. And this man has his brain injured. And it's because in huge part, the team refused to protect him and so desperately wanted to keep winning that instead of doing what was best for the players, they did what they thought was best for the franchise. But now the eyes of the world are on this team for bad reasons. For what they've done. Again, the Dolphins, it's a dirty franchise with an owner who has also done a lot of dirty things. And so what I'm seeing in the NFL, because the league is actually getting blacker and blacker, sadly, as schools and parents, high schools, middle schools, even elementary schools, understand the danger cause to playing people who play football, kids, children, teenagers, young adults who play football. A lot of people are pulling their kids out of football, and some places have even canceled their football programs altogether because football does cause CTE. Something like 99% of all brains of people who played football that have been studied all had CTE. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. It's where you basically get whole CTE, which is caused by the hits and the concussions, cause a liquid to be secreted that basically burns holes in your brain and then causes all types of other problems. And what we're seeing is that the league and in particular, very particular teams and their staffs see these players who are increasingly black as expendable. The NFL, they don't have guaranteed contracts. Whereas in almost every other sport, all of your money is guaranteed when you sign it. In the NFL, it's rare to have a guaranteed contract. Only the most elite of elite players have that. And so they can cut you and you get nothing. And they push you and grind you to the max and treat you like a throwaway person. And what they did to Tua Tagovailoa is despicable. And not only does there need to be some type of independent investigation, the NFL Players Association says they're going to investigate it. The NFL says they're going to investigate it. It needs to be an independent investigation. And people need to be able to speak to the independent investigators under oath, under the penalty of perjury, about what really went down there. Doctors and other people need to lose their license. People need to be fired. And the NFL needs to rethink its protocols, because this clearly did not work and clearly failed Tua Tagovailoa. And it's troubling. He is the primary victim here, but it was traumatic for his teammates and traumatic for people to watch on live television as they continued to show this man who was clearly under a critical injury and serious duress. I thought even the way they handled it last night was pretty bad. And it reminded me of all the reasons why I stopped watching the NFL. It's so brutal to the players and the owners, who are filthy rich, almost exclusively white billionaires. They don't care about these effects, and they'll just burn through you until your body can't take it anymore. Ah, so frustrating. As a sports fan, I am beyond frustrated that it went down like this. Listen, I've got to run. I'm heading into a meeting here shortly, but I love and appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for your support. And listen, if you've gotten this far and you're not yet a member of the North Star, please, please, please join today. Become a member of the North Star. We need you. We want you on board. Go to thenorthstar.com. You can join right now for as little as $8. And that money is what allows us to pay our editors, to pay the editor, Willis, of this podcast, to pay our social media team, to pay writers, and just to be able to, in essence, quote unquote, keep the lights on. We need your support. Please join now at thenorthstar.com. And I hope you have a really, really great weekend. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone. Momentum.